Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for saving us by sending somebody to witness to us and to telling us and to tell us about Jesus, the gospel. And Father, we have the privilege of being your son and daughter. We confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And Lord, as you are our Lord, we want to obey your command, Lord. We want to do everything that pleases you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray that this teaching will be a blessing to everyone who wants to walk in obedience to the command of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You all going to go into water baptism in an hour from now. And it's good to go into the ceremony with understanding, so that you will not do it out of rituals or traditions. You understand the meanings, the reason, and the blessing of water baptism. This ceremony is very important in the eyes of God, and you should not go into it lightly. As a believer or as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. When the Bible says Lord, the Greek language is kurios, which means the owner of life. So in other words, when you become a Christian, you call Jesus, you are the owner of my life. I am your born servant. I belong to you. You are my master. You are my Lord. And the first command that Jesus gave to all of us is to repent. But another commandment that he tells us to do is to be baptized in water. So baptism in water is actually is not an option. It's a command. Because we call him Lord, we need to obey him. Is that right? So he wants to test your obedience. In fact, water baptism, go into the water, get wet in the water. If you just look at it, why I have to go in the water? Why I have to get wet in the water like that? But it's outward action of obedience. Because your master in heaven tells you, do this. And you say, yes, Lord, I'll obey you. No matter what price I have to pay. So it's a first step. I thank God that God did not call us to jump out of the cliff. will be tough, you know, if God say, jump out of the cliff. We have to obey him. Is that right? Because he is Lord. But thank God he just say, go under the water for a few seconds and come up. So it will be easier. God is so merciful to us. Amen. So it's a command. And if you study the Bible, you look at the word of God, you see that all the new converts or all the believers in the book of Acts and in the New Testament time, they all obey this command as soon as possible. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible talks about Peter preached to thousands of people, and that day 3,000 people accepted Christ. And look at what the Bible says. Those who accepted his message of Peter, in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. So all these 3,000 people were baptized that day. They did not even wait for another 10 months to think about it. They obeyed right away. And Jesus emphasized this command. In fact, after he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and before he ascended up to heaven, he gave the last words to his disciple. And this last command or commission, he said like this, Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 reads that way. So Jesus commanded us to observe two important ceremonies. Number one, water baptism, and number two, communion. So today we would like to learn about water baptism. In fact, both ceremonies, if you want to learn about communion, you need to either get the CD from the church about communion, or you sit with your mentor and learn, study the Bible together. Today I'm not going to go into the detail about communion. But both ceremony, communion and water baptism, both of them point to the death of Jesus. Both of them remind us of the new life in God and the victory that we have, that victory was given us through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Both ceremony. In fact, after I live on earth for many years, I have found out something, that we are forgetful being. We tend to forget. How many people agree with me? That we tend to forget. I already forgot about 12 years ago when I first came to this camp, how it looked like. What happened that day? I could not remember anymore. I only remember what happened last night. How God is so gracious to our church. So, we tend to forget. And that's why God needs to put all this ceremony to be a reminder that we will not forget about Jesus and what He has done for us. What about baptism? In fact, it's outward act of obedience. You obey God in your heart. You call God my Lord. You call Jesus my Lord. It's in your heart. You believe in your heart. But then you need to show action. It's outward action of obedience. The same thing. 26 years ago, I walked on the aisle with Pastor Da on a wedding ceremony. I can tell her, I loved you for 20 years, but if I never marry her, I don't think she will believe me and people will believe me. Is that right? So, wedding ceremony is an outward act of love, that I make a commitment to live with you and become your husband or your wife. The same thing, water baptism is an outward act of obedience in public, to proclaim that now the whole world, my relatives, my friend, notice that or recognize that I belong to Jesus. I have only one husband. His name is Jesus. I commit my life to Him now publicly. How is it done? How are we baptized in water? The word baptism comes from the Greek language. Baptizo, B-A-P-T-I-Z-O. Baptizo means immersion. I remember when I was a young boy, like some of you here, at that time in Thailand, we were not very civilized. The country, you know, 1959, I was only a young boy. I remember at that time, in front of my house, there would be a usually Chinese man came with a bucket on his shoulder like this. He carried a bucket and he yelled out, dye your clothes, dye your clothes. He shouted out loud in the street. So if my mom want to change the clothes or the t-shirt into red color, she will run out to the street and meet this man, and he will charge maybe five bahts or something, you know, 10 cents, something like that. And he will dip the whole t-shirt into that tin bucket that he put dye in, the color, red color. So he dumped in many times and come out red color. So he immersed the whole shirt into that bucket. The same thing, the word baptism means total immersion. The act of immersion mean, what does it mean, immersion? Go under something completely. Your whole body is covered by something. So, I would like to explain to you the spiritual meaning of water baptism. Water baptism is a physical action. You go under the water and come up. The whole body, your hair, everything get wet under the water and come up. But there is a spirit, there are spiritual meanings behind that action. Acts chapter 22 verse 16. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized and wash your sins away. What do you do when you wash your hand? Nowadays in America, in most restroom, I don't know, I know that in the hospital and in my office, when you walk into the restroom, there will be a sign sealed by plastic and tell you what you need to do. After you finish, you wash your hand, how you get the soap, how you wash your hand. So the reason we wash our hand with water at the sink, because we want to get rid of the dirty thing in our hand so that we will not bring bacteria or infection. The cook have to wash the hand before they cook food so that they will not pass hepatitis virus or something or food poisoning bacteria into the consumer of the restaurant. So, or the guest of the restaurant. So the same thing. Water is symbolic of washing away. We are not washed. Our sins are not washed away by just physical water. It's symbolic of our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. So number one, everyone say with me, my sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. So when you go under the water, you remember this water wash my sin away, symbolic of being cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now look at another scripture, Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 5. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Everyone say death. His death. Whose death? Christ's death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Three important events happened to the life of Jesus. And these three events are so important to humanity. Number one, Jesus was crucified on the cross and died on the cross. Two, he was buried into that tomb. Is that right? Three, he was resurrected from death. You see, death, buried, and resurrected. Okay. The same thing. I remember when I was in a medical school, we have to go through the class called physiology. And in that class, we learn about human physiology in order to be a medical doctor. I never forgot that my teacher, physiology teacher, he's a doctor too, MD, he told me that if our brain lack oxygen for more than 5 minutes, we die. Our brain cannot handle the loss of oxygen. Our brain need two important ingredients to survive. Number one, glucose. Two, oxygen. If you lack glucose, you die. Brain cell die within a few minutes. If the brain cell doesn't have oxygen, we die within 5 minutes. The same thing. So when you go under the water, it's symbolic of lack of oxygen. Is that right? When you're under the water for more than 5 minutes, what happened to you? You die. That's why people drown and they die. Because they lack oxygen. The water go into the lung, then you cannot breathe. We are not fish that can exchange oxygen out of the water like fish. Fish has a special organ to draw oxygen out of the water, but we cannot. So when we go under the water, the first thing is that we identify ourselves with the death of Jesus on the cross. We die with him. When we say we, I mean our old life, our old sinful nature, our old way of life was crucified or put to death with Jesus on the cross. Spiritual meaning. Two, when we go under the water, we are buried. Is that right? Instead of being buried in the tomb, we were buried under the water with him. Symbolically, we die, we are buried. And then when we come out of the water, thank God that the pastor did not keep you down in the water for more than 5 minutes. So he pulled you up right away. So when you come up from the water, you identify yourself with his resurrection. He came out from the tomb. So that's why the Bible says we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Look at Colossians chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. The Bible says like this, in him you were also circumcised. Circumcised means circumcised, cut off the sinful nature of the heart. Not physical circumcision, but the circumcision of the heart. In the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ. Christ came into your life and cut off sinful nature from your heart. Having been buried, everyone say buried, with him, with Christ, in baptism, and raised with him to our faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. So, beside number one, your sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. Number two, your sinful nature have been put to death with the death of Jesus. That's the second meaning. You are buried with him in his death. Amen. So, everyone say with me, my sinful nature is put to death with Christ Jesus on the cross. Amen. And now, when you come up from the water, what happened? You are resurrected with Christ. Now, you have a new life. You have a new life. So, water baptism also symbolic of having a newness of life. Is it clear? Okay. Let me ask this question before I go on. Can we sprinkle water on the head of people in water baptism? Should we do that? No. Why? Because the word itself, baptizo, already means immersion. Two, if water baptism is symbolic of death, buried, and resurrection, burial and resurrection, how can you be buried with sprinkle? How can you gonna be dead with sprinkle? You cannot die with just somebody sprinkle water on your head. Unfortunately, many Christian churches don't understand this and they use sprinkle. We don't use sprinkle on the head. We put people under the water. Who can be baptized in water? Can anyone just walk in and say, I want to be baptized in water? No. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16 verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So who can be baptized in water according to these two scriptures? Those who believe in Jesus and those who repent of their sins. In other words, only born again Christian can be baptized in water. Those who proclaim, believe in their heart and proclaim with their mouth, confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and Savior and willing to turn away from their sin. I would like to read certain scripture in the Bible here to show that in the early church time, in the New Testament early church, in the book of Acts, in the book of Acts time, the believers always obey this command. They were baptized in water as soon as possible. Look, for example, Acts chapter 2, verses 37, 38, and 41. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" In other words, what shall we do to be saved? Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." And verse 41 say, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to that to their number that day." Everyone say, "That day." So the same day. They were baptized on the same day. I heard from church history that in the history of the early church, when people came into the church, they received Jesus, they took these people to the next room and put in the water right away. And then get up and be filled with the Holy Spirit on the same day, speak in tongue. They did not wait for months and months and months. They all filled with the Holy Spirit on the same day. They were baptized in water on the same day. Amen. Look at people in Samaria. In Acts chapter 8 verse 12, "But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women." Women. So let's say at the same time, when they believe. So is that quite soon? They did, according to the context of the Bible here, they were baptized in water almost right at the spot on the same day. Cornelius' house. Peter went to Cornelius' house and preached Peter went to Cornelius' house and preached the gospel. And look at what the Bible says about his household. In Acts chapter 10 verse 47, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? And they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." In other words, that day, Peter preached the gospel. They got both. They were baptized in water and they were filled with the Holy Spirit on the same day. Wow. Churches nowadays are so far away from the practice of the early church. Amen. Look at another person, Ethiopian. Enoch. Do I say it right? Enoch. Okay. Ethiopian Enoch was reading the book of Isaiah. And then Philip came by and explained the gospel from the book of Isaiah. He accepted Jesus at that spot. What happened in Acts chapter 8 verses 38 and 39? And he ordered the chariot to stop. This is in the middle of conversation. Not 3 days later, not 2 years later. Then both Philip and Enoch went down into the water. You see, notice that Philip did not go down to the river and use a bucket to get water up on the street and put on his head. The Bible says they both went down. Everyone say at the same time, went down. So today you're going to go down in the swimming pool. Okay? You are not going to stand up on there and Pastor Caesar pull up the water and put on your head. You're going to go down like that Ethiopian Enoch. Okay? They went down into the water and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. Wow! How would you feel if after you come out of the water, God took Pastor Caesar out of the water, disappear in front of your eyes? Wow, that's a miracle, huh? You read the book of Acts, you can see so many miracles in the book of Acts. We don't see that much nowadays because why? We are so far away from the glory of God. That's why our church wants to press in and press in deeper into the spirit realm. The Bible says that the Spirit took him away. It means that the people in the early church were so deep in the spirit realm. that they were so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit had freedom to do anything in the early church. Amen. Look at the Philippian jailer. Paul was put in jail, and then God miraculously pulled him out of the jail, and then Paul preached the gospel to the jailer, and the whole household was saved. Look at what the Bible says to that household again. Acts chapter 16, 29 to 34. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They reply, they mean Paul and Silas, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house at that hour of the night. The jailer took them and washed their wounds, and then immediately, everyone say immediately, that hour of that night, immediately, he and all his family were baptized. Wow. Even one day we have our own building, a new church building. Well, maybe even our building now, we should build a big tub. And everyone accept Christ that Sunday, we have a special robe, special pen, and just walk, dump that person in the water, and that Sunday. And celebrate together like this. Amen. Would it be nice to be like the early church? Amen. So, this might be a good project to build that in the church. To build a baptism tub in the church. And you know, I believe that at that time, in the early church, they talk about water baptism and baptism of the Holy Spirit right at the day of conversion. Amen. So, it's exciting. So, in conclusion, when should we be baptized in water? The answer is as soon as possible. We should not procrastinate for months. Definitely nowadays, we don't have the, you know, our church don't have the pool that we can baptize people right away. But we should find the opportunity to baptize people in water as soon as possible. Amen. So, everyone say as soon as possible. Amen. Who can baptize us? That's another question. I believe that the Bible never say specifically that only pastor can baptize you. I believe that any believer, born again believer, can baptize another believer. So even you one day you go to Timbuktu to preach the gospel. Who knows, maybe Pern will go to Timbuktu one day as a missionary. And you got somebody saved. You are not a pastor. You're just a believer. In, you know, you may think you are nothing. But actually you are a child of God. You can pull that person down into the river and baptize that person in the name of Jesus as well. Amen. You don't need to wait for a big pastor to come in. You can baptize. Anyone can baptize. Any born-again believer, that's what I mean, can baptize a new convert. Amen. Now, there is another question that we need to know. In whose name should we be baptized? Definitely not in Pastor Lau's name. Definitely not in Pastor Cesar's name. Let's look at the scripture together, and we're going to resolve that problem together. The reason I have to explain this lesson, this part of the lesson, in this CD teaching, because there is a big division among the churches. Certain denomination say that if you baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not in Jesus' name, you are illegal. You need to go back to have baptized in water again. In other words, I don't know what denomination is that, I don't remember. Some of you may know. But they're so gung-ho about being baptized in only the name of Jesus. But look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So contradictory here. One in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And another one, Acts chapter 8 verse 16 say, but because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, they had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Into the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, so he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So book of Acts talk about name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Acts chapter 19 verse 5, on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Sound like the Bible is contradictory here. One scripture says in the name of the Father, the name of the Holy, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. And other parts of the scripture say in the name of Jesus. Actually, the name of Jesus represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, in our church practice, in order to avoid people say that we are not biblical, this is how we baptize people. We say like this, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that is in Christ Jesus' name. So we cover both. Amen. So no one can attack us that we baptize only Matthew 28 or we're going to go with the book of Acts. We do both. In the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit that is in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to hear that in the water baptism today. Amen. Now, can we baptize infants? No. Infants, babies. You know, some people take their infants or babies to the church and spring water and say, we're done with water baptism here. No. Because only people who make their own decision to believe in Jesus and repent can be baptized. Babies go to heaven anyway. They don't know about sin. They don't have this, their own decision. Once a young child grow up enough to have a clear decision that Christ is my Lord, I repent of my sin, that child is authorized or is ready to be baptized in water. And the age can be different. Some people may take to 5 years old and he can be baptized in water. Some people don't understand until they turn to 13 years old. So we cannot put the age on when a person can be baptized in water. We have to see the heart of that person, whether he is ready yet. He really, really believe in Jesus and repent of his sin or not. Amen. So we don't baptize babies and infants in water in our church. Well, I want to remind you one thing. Water baptism does not save you. You are saved by faith. Amen. By His grace through faith. I'm sorry. By the grace of God, He died for you and you have faith in Jesus. Even though you are not baptized in water, you still go to heaven. How do we know that? You remember the thief, the two thieves on the cross. One thief say, Jesus, the Son of the living God, remember me when you go to paradise. And Jesus turned to that person, I will see you today in paradise. That person never came down from the cross and be baptized in water. Is that right? He went to heaven. So water baptism doesn't save you. But if you are not dying yet, you're still alive, you should obey Jesus' command by going into the water. Amen. Is it clear? Water baptism doesn't save you. It's just an outward action of obedience. Now, I want to conclude this lesson by telling you the blessing of water baptism. You understand the spiritual meaning? You understand who can be, who can baptize you, when, how to do it? Now, the end of this lesson is to tell you what are the blessings of water baptism. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The Bible said, there is also an antitype which now saves baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer
of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Water baptism help us to pledge our conscience to be clear toward God. We will have clear conscience. It's like almost like this. If I tell my girlfriend Da for 20 years that I love her, but I never marry her, I never take action of commitment, I believe that my conscience will be very, shallow. Where, because I know I'm lying. I don't mean what I say. The same thing to go into the water. You proclaim in public that I'm really serious about my faith. You have a clear conscience. God will clear your conscience that you are a real believer now. Amen. Number two, water baptism also is symbolic of being set free completely from the power of darkness. You remember the story of the Jews, the Hebrews. When they came out from Egypt, they were heading toward the promised land. God put the pillar of fire at night, the pillar of cloud, that's symbolic of the presence of God. And they came into the Red Sea. The army of the Pharaoh, the Egyptian army, were coming behind them and want to get rid of them, kill them, or take them back to captivity. Then Moses command the Red Sea to split out. Remember the story? So the whole nation of Israel walked through the Red Sea with the water on both sides. And they went to the other side. When the Egyptian army came down, they were all drowned in the water because the water came back. And on that moment, they were completely set free from what? The bondage. Amen. So, water baptism symbolically mean that you proclaim that I am set free from the power of Satan. Pharaoh is symbolic of Satan. Egypt is the kingdom of darkness or kingdom of slavery. And you are the Hebrews. Jesus died for you. That lamb that they killed on the Passover day. And when the Hebrews walked to the Red Sea, it's symbolic of what? Water baptism. Because they were under the water on both sides of them. If the water came down, they will be immersed under the water. Amen. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he make a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. So you have triumphed. You overcame the power of Satan by the power of the cross. Amen. So water baptism is symbolic of victory over the power of darkness. Not only that, water baptism is important and is a blessing. Look at what the Bible says here. Matthew chapter 10, 32 to 33. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Water baptism is a public announcement, proclamation, in front of public, in front of people, that I follow Jesus from today on. Amen. So then when you go to heaven, Jesus will say, I know this man. I know this girl. I know this lady because she or he accept me before men. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people
want to be blessed. The Bible say in Deuteronomy chapter 28, if my people obey my command, they shall be blessed in the city, out of the city, in the field. Blessing come by obedience. So if you want to open the floodgate of heaven for obedience, for blessing to be poured upon you, you need to obey God. And water baptism is the primary, first command for all the new believers to show obedience to Jesus. If you cannot obey God in the area of water baptism, it's very hard for you to obey other issues. Is that right? This is the easiest thing to do, go in the water. You don't have to jump off the cliff. You don't have to jump out of the plane. You don't have to stand with your head down and with your feet in the air and clap your feet like this. God didn't ask you to do all this impossible thing. God just asked you to obey, to do simple thing. Go into the water and get up. Amen. So you will receive spiritual blessing when you obey the command of God. Are you ready to be blessed by God? Are you ready to publicly proclaim that you are a child of God and Jesus is your Lord and Savior? You today going to go into water baptism. You obey God. And I believe that from today on, your conscience will be clear. From today on, the devil will have a harder time to attack you because you already passed through that Red Sea, symbolic Red Sea. You begin to be walking in the blessing of God because you begin to exercise obedience out of your heart in action. Amen. So, I want to bless you, and I believe that today is an exciting day. This water baptism is very meaningful to your life. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for your word that explains everything that you want us to know in the spiritual kingdom of God. Father, I pray that your people who hear this message will have a revelation from heaven to understand the heart of God and to receive this word with faith. They will mix the word of God with faith. That when they go under the water, they come up, they will realize and believe that their sinful nature has been put to death. And they come up with resurrection of Jesus Christ, have a newness of life, walking on the road to victory, and their life will never be the same, Father. Bless everyone, Lord, Father, who hear this message and who obey you to be baptized in water. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.